Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels. Mike, I don't have your book in front of me. Remind me the title.
Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, the Monetization of the Internet, Jim.
I think I was reading it at home, and I think I left it there. It doesn't get very far away from me. I love that book. it's still available wherever books are sold. Mike, you want to give us a website?
Sure, nsibook.com, and you can get it through Amazon and a number of other places, Jim.
All right, so check that out, folks. The history that Mike includes in that book will fascinate you, I promise you. Mike, we've talked a lot about what you're working on, you and your partners at the Global Internet Strategy Project at the American Enterprise Institute and other projects you're working on. Are going to require government support, and it's going to require a president who understands the gravity of the power of the internet, the importance of the internet to the economy, to the well-being of people, to the security, but also the double-edged sword nature of it. Right? On one side of the sword, it helps us. On the other side of the sword, it creates challenges. And we've got to have leaders who get this and who work with people like you and me and others in the marketplace. When you look at the presidential candidates coming at us in the future, we already know the names of the next president. We just don't know which one it's going to be. What are you thinking? What are you guys? Are you concerned? What are you looking at?
Well, I can't speak for everybody on the project. We've got 25 top people across the country involved in this, Jim. But I'd say my opinion has been, and I think there's a lot of that discussion among the tech community and others in Washington here, that really so far we've seen little background or knowledge regarding technology and almost nothing debated on critical technology issues in the country.
Yeah.
We certainly you would have to say that one of the candidates, Hillary Clinton, has exhibited about as bad technology computer hygiene
wow.
as anybody could imagine.
Who would want her? I mean, think about it, folks. Even if you're, I haven't spent no time talking about her on the show, Mike. But my gosh, when you look at what she did for her own purposes, how could we trust her with the internet?
Well, that situation is hard for us, those of us in the tech community, to understand. And I would say, in terms of Donald Trump, we haven't heard much of anything out of him about the technology side. So I wouldn't say that anybody is not knowledgeable, but so far we've heard very little out of these candidates about one of the great issues of our time.
Which That's is, right.
What are we going to do about these things? And we've heard almost nothing about it, so we really don't know what their position
well,
is.
What would people say if 60 years ago there was a threat to electricity, and we hadn't heard anything from any of the candidates about what they were going to do about securing electricity?
Yeah, you wouldn't be very confident in their knowledge base or what they ever might do about it.
People would be storming the ramparts about it. I mean, they'd be upset about this. Why aren't citizens, why isn't the electorate demanding to know what their positions are on the internet? Are we treating it like oxygen? We just think it's just going to be there?
Well, I hope we don't, but maybe we do, Jim. Maybe people just don't understand how critical these things are because they're driving the entire infrastructure of our country, and we see the problems every day. So we need technically savvy people that at least have some understanding of how critical these things are, those people who are going to lead our country in the future.
Right.
We're just lagging behind in this area, as you better than anybody knows, Jim.
Yep, and I know that you indicated Senator Cruz has indicated a keen interest on securing the internet during his activity in the Senate.
He has. I would say that he's been the most outspoken person about this issue we talked about earlier about control of the internet.
Right,
and he's dead set against the U.S. government relinquishing control. I would also say that both, I thought, Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush's campaigns, we looked at their complete statements in cybersecurity. They were very well informed. But
I would think Kasich would be too.
I would assume, but don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know either. But in terms of Trump, I think he'd be pretty much a pragmatist about that. I mean, it might not be something he knows a lot about, but I think he's, you can't make America great again if you don't deal with these issues that you guys are working on. I need your website again, Mike.
MSIbook.com.
All right, that's the name of his book, the website for his book. Hey, Mike, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Okay, Jim, thanks so much. Take care.
Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I love the work he's doing. I'm so proud of the effort that he's making on our behalf. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.